Give me your best one.
Right. When I worked there last summer, I spent every day jumping JCBs over cement mixers.
Another lie!
For all the stories too good to be true.
So, this one time at band camp.
That happened!
And the ones that take a little bit more convincing.
And there was this creature and it ran down this hill and then it disappeared.
What a story!
Yeah, nah.
True story.
Have you ever felt like this? Where you meet someone you never expected to in the most unlikely of places. Yeah, nah, true story. In 2014, I was on a university exchange in Utrecht in the Netherlands. It's a city about 30 minutes from Amsterdam. It was a wonderful city to live in. Bikes everywhere, good beer, cheese. I met lots of cool people over the 6 months I was there. If you've ever been on a university exchange, you'd know that it involves a little bit of study, but a lot of partying, and in my case, a lot of watching TV shows and movies. For the first time in years, I didn't have a casual job, so I had a lot of free time. One of the shows I watched a lot of was the Australian children's classic, Round the Twist. It had just recently been added to Netflix, and I think I was drawn to it by a combination of nostalgia, homesickness, and watching something light and easy.
One lighthouse, one ordinary seaside town.
It was in my very last week in the country, and I went out for dinner and drinks with some of the other Australian exchange students I'd met. Some were from Sydney and some from Melbourne. And one of my Melbourne exchange friends brought along a woman who had just finished up a different uni exchange in Glasgow, and she was from Melbourne as well. And I have no idea how it came up in conversation, but for some reason, I decided to mention that I'd just been watching a lot of Round the Twist. So it was to my utter surprise that Olive, the student from Melbourne who'd been studying in Glasgow, who I'd just met that night, confessed that it was her dad who played Tony Twist in the show. I was astounded. It just seemed too good to be true. I mean, I think I was speechless, because what are the chances of me meeting someone who was the daughter of one of the actors in a show that finished filming 15 years ago? So this happened 3 years ago, and I haven't really stayed in touch with Olive, so I thought it would be cool to chat to her now and find out if she remembers that night and what exactly it's like being Tony Twist's daughter. So Olive, your dad is Andrew Gilbert, who played the dad character Tony Twist in Round the Twist season 3 and 4.
Yes, it's always been a very random fact that my friends like telling people more than I do. It always seems to be their party line to tell me, but I'm always there just giggling embarrassedly because it's like, it's just so normal for me.
And that's exactly what I'm doing in this podcast now. So I'm curious, do you remember the night that we met in Utrecht?
Yes, actually, I think we're doing dinner with a few friends that I was visiting, a friend in Utrecht who was on exchange as well.
Yeah.
And I think you were visiting a friend, were you, or you were on exchange?
Yeah, I was there on exchange too. And I remember I've kind of freaked out quite a lot because I just love this TV show. Do you get those reactions often when you meet new people and they find out this about you?
Yes, it's always, they always look at you like, no, you're making it up. It can't be true. And I always find it very funny because I know I watched the show a lot as a kid as well, regardless that Dad was in it, and does have a lasting impact, that show, I think, because it's just at that age where whatever you watch after school, really, you remember it. So I kind of understand why people would be so excited by it as well, because that show had that same sort of lasting memory for me too.
Yeah, what are your memories of your dad being part of the filming process and him being in the show?
Well, I always find it really funny because the primary school I went to ended up being the primary school they used for the TV show. So we moved from Perth to Melbourne, and then Dad got the gig in Round the Twist, and it ended up being the primary school we went to, which was in Williamstown. So I was in, I think, grade one, and he would rock up to school to do filming, and it was so normal for me that Dad would be there, but it was also so funny because he was like, it was a TV show being filmed. So I think I tried to milk it a bit being young and naive, like I'd go and ask for lunch money. And I remember one day, and it sounds so funny now, but like I remember thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to like try and use this to my advantage. So I got into the car after school and I'm like, all right, Dad, I'm going to need 200 autographs. I've already sold them at school, and I'm gonna need you to help me out here. Which he just laughed and was like, "What are you doing?"
That's phenomenal. Like, did he indulge? Did he do the 200?
I think she just. I was like little like prep or year one Olive, just thinking it was hilarious. So. But yeah, so that was always funny because it was always filmed around the area. So especially for our primary school, everyone at school was kind of like, it was like we had ownership over the show because it was our school that was in the TV show too.
Amazing. Was it kind of weird for you to see your dad acting as a dad for other kids?
Yeah, it is. That's the one thing I think is always funny because I just don't take it seriously. I'm just like, I'm sitting there being like, that's just you being dad on TV.
So is he kind of similar to the character in real life?
Oh, I don't know.
He's a cool dad in the show.
Cool dad, bit eccentric, yeah, I reckon. Yeah, always telling you off and always, like, chasing people around. I always only did a lot of that in the show.
Just slightly less wacky adventures in real life.
Yeah. Not quite as many mysteries happening. Showing kids that didn't grow up in Australia, the TV show is always such a weird thing because it's such a weird show when you watch it out of context.
It's such a weird, yeah, and I think even now, I was watching it recently and I'm like, this wouldn't be made in 2017. No. It's too weird and there's some really kind of risque themes going on.
Oh, definitely. They would not put it, like 90s TV is, there's definitely a place for it, but now it would just be completely censored. You couldn't have Bronson having a whirly willy on TV these days.
That is definitely the standout episode.
Yeah.
Bronson, you've got a whirly willy.
Exactly. Instant propeller just add water.
And what is Andrew doing now? Is he still acting?
He is still acting. He's actually just been in an independent film that's come out from two VCA graduates called That's Not Me in Melbourne. But he's also doing a lot of drama teaching. And he started working doing like narrative therapy with at-risk youth that have come out of prison and need a bit of a second chance. So he's been working with those two kids, which I think a really interesting area.
So there you have it. This is my Yeah Nah True story about the time I met the daughter of Tony Twist.
This episode of the Yeah Nah True Story podcast was written, recorded, and produced by Ellie Parnell from the Next Podcast team.